Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Louis and Emma with your 8am Zlines. The Queensland Government has submitted an offer to subsidise the privately owned AirTrain service, a train line connecting Brisbane to the airport, stating that, quote, the ball's in their court. Transport Minister Bart Mellish announced the government had submitted an offer to subsidise the university's superannuation scheme operated service, who purchased the AirTrain in 2013 for an undisclosed period of time. A return paper ticket from Central Station to the airport currently costs $41.80. This news comes on the heels of the Miles government announcing a 50 cent fares across TransLink services, which excludes the AirTrain, beginning on August 5th. Discussions with AirTrain are continuing.
The Brisbane CBD now has the most expensive casual parking rate in Australia, overtaking Sydney with an average maximum cost of $79.83. The data, analysed by Ray White Corporate, looked at the cost of multi-level parking stations across all state capitals. Urban planning expert Dr. David Metham has claimed this increase was likely due to a perception that public transport in the state capital was, quote, not good enough. Sydney came a close second in the rankings and overtook Brisbane when it came to the price of street parking. Darwin had the cheapest casual parking rate, coming in at just over $11.
In national news, the federal government has introduced an expert panel to investigate violence against women. The panel, which includes journalists, academics, advocates, and other experts, aims to advise the government and national cabinet and recommend new solutions to end gender-based violence. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called domestic violence a scourge, saying he recognises the issue affects all society and governments must act. The panel will meet for the first time today and is expected to release a report by the end of this year.
Over 80% of Australia can expect rain this week as the first northwest cloud band of the year sweeps across the country. The cloud band will stretch over 4,000 kilometres at its peak, reaching from Western Australia to the east coast. Rain is expected to start falling in WA's west coast today, then travel to reach central and southeast Australia from Wednesday to Friday. The large-scale rainfall will bring welcome relief to Western and South Australia as they faced their driest autumn on record prior to this week.
In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has admitted that, quote, something unfortunately went tragically wrong with an IDF airstrike that killed 45 people at a tented area for displaced people in Rafah. The strike has been met with global outcry and has been reported as one of the most deadly strikes in the duration of the war. Israel has claimed the strike targeted and killed two Hamas leaders. However, the strike also ignited a fire that spread to nearby tents and makeshift accommodation, killing dozens. This news comes days after the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to immediately cease its operation in Rafah, citing the humanitarian situation as disastrous. The ruling is binding but not enforceable, and Israel has vowed to ignore it.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with patchy morning fog, mainly inland, and a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.